Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Monday mailbag time today.
Yes, and this is a tricky one. Comes from Victoria. She says, hey, Robin Roz, I have been to 3 baby showers, 2 kids' birthday parties, 2 kitchen teas, and the subsequent weddings. I took gifts every time. This year is costing me a fortune. I'm just wondering, when do single people get anything? If you don't have kids or you don't get married or you just chop liver, am I selfish wanting something to celebrate other than my birthday? Love the show, Victoria. Thanks, Victoria.
What, like a single day?
Like a single day, I made it through the year. Type of celebration. I get it. I verstaan van waar sy kom.
You can have a party. That I appreciate. But you can't do Singles Day every year. Like if you get married, you know, most people hope they're getting married once.
Yeah.
So if you're going to have a big blowout party to celebrate being single, what, do you get to pick a day one day? And everyone must bring you presents and get dressed up. A single day.
Rob, you got to have another birthday party, so anything is possible. Rob has 2 birthdays. One is on the 22nd of March.
That's
the other
true.
One is on the 5th of January. I will let you figure out which one is his actual birthday. But Nia, ek stem saam met haar. Ek stem saam. Marguerite stem ook saam. She says, single people are the forgotten generation.
Well, there's a question for you then, Marguerite, since you're on the WhatsApp line already. Do you want a day? Because I don't think you can do one every year. But are we going to give single people like I don't know what you call the single equivalent of a wedding?
Yeah.
Dis my dag vandag.
Ek wil net vir jou sê, Victoria, jy is nie selfish nie. Jy is glad nie selfsugtig, omdat jy al die ander goed waar wat jy moet bywoon, al die ander presente wat jy vir mense moet koop, for things, big things that is happening in their lives. And we don't begrudge them that, right?
No, we don't.
But if you don't have anything else to celebrate, then what?
Ranir says, or, get a boyfriend.
And then follows it up with another message. I have a single friend for her.
Matthew agrees, as a fellow single person, we deserve a day or an introduction to someone you know.
Ooh, Jeff says, Victoria must stop accepting invitations. And Wayne has someone come through with, single people have cash to waste. Kids and partners are expensive.
I take Victoria's point, though, because these are all big celebrations that other people have, and they end up costing you money the whole year.
Yeah.
But as jy 3 or 4 trouwens a jaar toe gaan, ne, with the attendant bachelorette parties and bachelor's jewels and weekends away,
yeah,
and presents for the things, and then someone you know has a 30th or a 40th, and all of a sudden, is a jaar baie duur.
Bianca, single people should be given a break when it comes to paying tax for things that we are being taxed for that we don't use.
0848500942. I love this conversation this afternoon. Should we have a singles day? What are we doing? What's the plan? Somebody anonymous on the WhatsApp line says, "Julle praat wat gee vir 'n single person? Gee hulle kondoom."
Hou op. Geen wonder jy is anonymous hier.
Someone's trying to put the entire shotgun wedding industry out of business.
Imagine.
Lots of messages coming in. Charisse is not sympathetic.
Guys, I just want to say, as a person who was single for a very long time and had all the friends having weddings and having babies and having everything, suck it up, Satsy. Either you are so happy you're single, throw a party. Go for it. Stay single then, because then no one wants to come to your wedding afterwards and then pay money again.
Wow.
Or just don't celebrate the thing that you're sad about. Let's be honest. Then just have a really big party and make sure everyone brings you gifts.
There you go.
Wow. That's telling it like it is. Hey, there's no sadrani dukis omni. Work. Charisse was single for a very long time. She would obviously now like to be excluded from that narrative.
Yes, leave me out of this conversation. Thank you for all the people, by the way, coming through. Apparently, the 11th of November, which is next Monday, is World Singles Day. It's the day for single people. So there you go.
Yeah.
Gaan ons iets doen?
Ek dink ons moet Nalien sê, en elke Christmas koop jy vir almal 'n present, maar jy kry net 1% van al die couples. Not fair.
Kind of how I feel about my birthday that early in the year.
Yeah.
Combined Christmas and birthday presents. Nonsense. Listen, do single people deserve some love? Do single people deserve to get to celebrate their singleness? I don't know, once a year with a big party and have their friends bring them gifts for being single. Is this going to become a challenge? You're going to have to stay single as long as possible. Otherwise, you've got to return all the presents. Monday mailbag today. Victoria sent us an email saying she's at baby showers and kids' parties and kitchen teas and bachelorettes and weddings all over the year. And it's all other people celebrating their coupleness. Mm. And she's tired of paying for gifts.
Yeah, this is dear. Anonymous dear van te boodskap. I, in inverted commas, fell single many years ago. I was once invited to join a family for a milkshake. 2 adults, 3 primary school children. When the bill came, I said I would pay for myself. No, they replied, you can get the bill next time. Needless to say, I made sure there was not a next time.
Dodged a bullet there.
Imagine that. Yeah, so the hele single thing is, dit is maar moeilik om te navigate, want jy wil natuurlik 'n groep mense om jou het, jou vriende, en jy wil al hulle groot oomblikke met hulle kan vier. But I totally get what Victoria is saying, is that where's the celebration for her? And I know people are like, oh, but it's your birthday. Not the same thing. Where's these off, like, you know, off-calendar type things that she also can get to celebrate so that hulle ook bietjie geldjies op haar kan spandeer?
Like the single equivalent of a wedding. Mm. Everyone should get one in their lives. They're allowed to pick when they want to use it.
Yes.
And then everyone has to get dressed up and have a massive party. Die ding is daai goed kos geld, man. Like, I get Victoria's point, but paying for a wedding is more expensive. You know what I mean?
Says the man currently organizing
says
a wedding.
Says the man currently paying deposits, yes.
Ooh, ouch.
Dis duur daai te hoor.
Ek is baie bly. Ek is nou nie in daai fase waar jy is nie, want 'n troue is duur.
Don't even speak the words.